连贫穷瞎眼赤身的十八节
18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子叫你富足又买白衣穿上叫你的叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来又买眼药擦你的眼睛使你能看见十九节
19.
凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他所以你要发热心也要悔改二十节
20.
看啊我站在门外叩门若有听见我声音就开门的我要进到他那里去我与他他与我一同坐席二十一节
21.
得胜的我要是他在我宝座上与我同坐就如我得了胜在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般二十二节
22.
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听我们进到最后的启示录七教会当中最后一个教会老底家教会
And we are about to learn the last church of the seven churches in the book of Revelations
那我们从这个写给老底家教会的书信当中让我们看得胆战心惊
And from the letter that was written to the Laodiceans it might make us uneasy
老底家教会的信徒以我们前面所谈这个士美拿教会的信徒他们属灵的这个生活的情况刚好是相反的
And the church of the Laodiceans is actually the opposite of the church we learned in Smyrna
士美拿教会的信徒他们在物质上是贫穷但是在灵性上却是富足
And the church in Smyrna were very poor physically, but they were rich spiritually.
而老底家教会的信徒，他们则是物质上是丰盛富足。然而主耶稣却说他们在灵性上是一群困苦、贫穷、可怜的信徒。
The church in Laodiceans were very rich outwardly, but inwardly God calls them poor, blind, and naked.
自古就俗语说说保暖思淫欲所以在生活经济富裕的环境当中很容易让人自高自大自满自足自我陶醉
And it is very natural when we are wealthy and we do not lack anything that we become very confident in ourselves
甚至连追求成为好信徒的心智也荡然无存
And they may evendampen the zeal of all the other true Christians.
也因为这样我们的心灵跟主的关系几乎是断绝的。
And because of this, our relationship with God is cut in half.
所以在这一封写给老底家教会的信函当中，主耶稣期待他们能够赶紧悔改。
So Jesus cautions the Laodiceans to repent quickly.
能够竭力追求长进。
So that they can pursue renewal.
发热心，成为热心积极的好信徒。
That they can fire up their zeal again and become good Christians.
我们首先来看主耶稣对老底家教会信徒的责备。
Let us see the rebuke that Jesus gave to the Laodiceans.
在十五节这里说。
And it is recorded in verse 15.
说我知道你的行为你也不冷也不热我巴不得你或冷或热跳过来看十七节
Let us read 17.
你说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的在这段经文当中我们看出主耶稣指出老底家教会的信徒有两方面严重的缺失
And from these two verses, there are two things that the Laodiceans lack that Jesus was rebuking.
首先耶稣责备他们是不冷不热。
The first rebuke is that they are neither cold nor hot.
用不冷不热来形容他们在信仰上错误的态度。
And this is the wrong attitude they have concerning their faith. They are neither cold nor hot.
相传在老底家教会附近有一道温泉
And it occurs that close to the Laodicean church, there is several natural springs.
那这个温泉呢, 流到老底下的时候啊, 这个温度已经降低了, 所以是温水的。
And when the springs make its way into the city of Laodicea, the springs are lukewarm water.
是不冷不热的。
It's neither cold nor hot.
但是这道温泉呢, 不能喝啊, 因为里头含有大量的石灰质啊。
But you are not able to drink the water.
所以如果你喝了不能入口，就都是会吐掉，令人作呕吐啊。
And because of some of the chemicals that was in the water, if you try to drink it, you would actually vomit.
所以主耶稣借着他们地理上的这个特色来责备他们。
So Jesus used this naturally occurring spring that was nearby the city to rebuke them.
责备他们的信仰、生活、灵性状况，就如同这一条流经他们的温泉一样，不冷不热，令人作呕。
So he used the springs, the lukewarm springs that flow into their city as a parable for their own spirituality, neither cold nor hot, and he wants to spew them out.
想想看什么叫做不冷不热。
So let us think, what does it mean to be neither cold nor hot?
就是指着对属灵的事情，对于信仰的事情，不在乎，不认真，不积极，可有可无，马马虎虎。
So to take a lukewarm attitude towards our faith, it means that anything is good, when this or that is good, we don't really make a determination or a goal to pursue.
我们想想看那些做生意的人。
Let us think about the businessmen.
有人这么说，说那些朝九晚五，按时上下班的人，绝对不会有什么大成就的。
And they said those who work the typical 8 hours a day will never make anything of themselves.
小职员嘛，才能够准时上下班。
Because they are the little people. They are prompt and they're prompt in getting to work, but prompt in leaving.
如果你想要在你的事业上能够闯出 一点名堂出来，哪个不是要竭尽所能加班冲刺？
So if you truly wanted to make a name for yourself and your company, then you would have to do a lot of overtime.
所以如果我们在我们的工作上是可有可无、马马虎虎的态度，我们想我们的事业会做得成功吗？
So if we take a very careless attitude in our jobs, then do you think you can really succeed?
想想看，一个当学生的人。
Think about a student.
如果对着读书，抱着说不在乎、不认真、不积极的态度。
If the student is careless about his studies, he doesn't really care how he does.
今天老师上什么？不知道。
Today, what did the teacher teach? Well, I'm not quite sure.
你们明天要上什么课？不知道。
Tomorrow, what are you going to learn? I don't know.
什么时候考试？不知道。
When are you going to have an exam? I don't know.
我们想想看, 他的成绩会好吗?
Then if you take this student into account, do you think he will have good grades?
同样的道理，一个基督徒，如果抱着对信仰态度是马马虎虎，不在乎，不认真，不积极。
Likewise, if a Christian takes the same attitude towards his faith, he is careless, he doesn't really care, he doesn't set determinations.
在真理的追求上, 圣经信了二十几年的耶稣了，圣经在讲什么？不知道。
He may have believed in Jesus Christ for 20 years, but if you ask him, what is the Bible talking about? He may say, I do not know.
祷告生活如果只是停留在睡前那个三分钟的祷告，吃饭的时候那个默祷，就只有这样子的祷告生活，相信也没有办法帮助 我们的信仰。
And if your prayer life consists of praying the 3 minutes before going to bed and praying before each meal, then I don't think that kind of prayer can help your faith.
参加聚会。
And regarding attending services,
重要的不是第一团这个传道人的所讲的信息。
And it isn't that crucial, the first sermon that is given.
而是第二团弟兄姊妹之间的闲聊，以及厨房准备可口的菜肴。
But to them, it is crucial the second session where they talk about the things that are cooked in the kitchen.
那我们想想看，我们能够成为好信徒吗？
Then if that is our priority, do you think we can become true Christians?
老底家教会的信徒啊，就是这种不冷不热、马马虎虎信仰态度啊。
So the Laodiceans took a very careless attitude towards their faith. They were neither cold nor hot.
所以主耶稣责备他们。
So Jesus Christ rebuked them.
那第二方面，老底家教会信徒的缺失啊，是他们那种啊自满自足、自我陶醉的信仰生活态度啊。
And the second fault Jesus had with the Laodiceans was that they were very content. They thought they had need of nothing.
主耶稣在这里责备他们说啊，你说啊，我是富足啊，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
Jesus said, they say to themselves, I'm rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.
那却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
And yet do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
在这里主耶稣明显地指出老底家教会信徒的第二个缺点啊，就是那种自满自足啊，自我陶醉的信仰生活。
And so the second rebuke Jesus had for the Laodiceans is clearly seen in this verse. They were very content with themselves. They thought they lacked nothing.
好，从历史背景来看啊，这老底家城啊是一个商业很发达、相当富有的城市。
So if you look back into history, we can learn that the city of Laodicea at that time was a very profitable city.
金融业发达，有这个很有名的银行啊。
There were many trades and merchants, and there were many famous banks.
他们啊，也很有这个很有名的医学院，尤其对于眼科方面。
And they also had very famed schools for medicine. Especially medicine regarding the eyes.
再来他们那边、所出产的、这个黑羊毛、的纺织品、是最出名的。
And they were also famed for producing very good garments.
深受各地、达官显贵的欢迎、
And so any product that was produced in Laodicea was welcomed by all the surrounding provinces.
所以老底家这个老底家城啊，他们的市场不断的扩张，财源滚滚啊。
So that is why the city of Laodicea became more and more wealthy.
在这种物质富裕享受的环境当中啊。
So under this environment of luxury and wealth.
主耶稣竟然说他们是一群困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的信徒。
Jesus called them wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这是何等大的讽刺啊。
And this is a very sarcastic remark.
问题在于说老底家教会的信徒，他们误将物质的成就看作是灵性的丰盛。
So the Laodiceans thought that their wealth would substitute for spirituality.
因而高估了自己啊，自满自足啊，自我陶醉。
So they've lifted themselves up and were very content with their own faith.
不知道要发起热心要积极追求再长进。
They didn't know that they need to fire up their zeal in the faith, that they should continue to pursue in the faith.
尤其让主耶稣最觉得痛心的是，老底家教会信徒的灵性处在这么困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的境况当中啊，却不知道为自己的真面目。真景况来担忧。
And what is more pitiful is that even though they were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, they were blind to the fact of their true self.
老底家教会的信徒因为这种自我陶醉、自满自足的信仰生活，受到耶稣的责备。
And so because the Laodiceans were so content with their own spirituality, they were rebuked by Jesus.
所以他们在信仰态度上是马马虎虎的，可有可无的。
So regarding their attitude towards faith, they were very careless and easygoing.
在信仰生活当中啊，是自我陶醉的，是自满自足的。
And regarding their own faith, they were very content with their state of spirituality.
因此受到主的责备啊。
And that was why Jesus rebuked them.
但是主也给他们悔改的机会啊。
But Jesus also gave them the chance to repent.
主耶稣期待他们能够悔改。
Jesus wishes that they would repent.
因为他们并不是无药可救的。
Because they were not beyond help.
所以主耶稣给他们一个有效的劝勉跟建议。
So Jesus gave them a very effective encouragement and suggestion.
十八节说：“我劝你啊，向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣，穿上叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药，擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。”十九节。
Verse 19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。二十节。看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。在这一段经文当中，主耶稣勉励老底家教会的信徒有三件事情。
And in these verses, Jesus used three things to encourage the Laodiceans.
第一件事情就是要发热心。
The first encouragement is that they should have more zeal.
要积极起来，追求突破。
So they should have zeal and make a determination to pursue.
主耶稣说，我劝你向我买火炼的金子。
And Jesus said, I advise you to buy from me gold that is refined in the fire.
金子在这个旧约圣经当中我曾经读到说神的话语比这个凤凰下地的蜜甘甜比金子更宝贵。
And in the Bible, we know that in the Old Testament, it was recorded that the words of God are even more precious than gold.
那在新约圣经里头这个金子表示对神的信心。
But in the New Testament, gold refers to the faith that one has towards God.
像彼得前书那边所说的这个火比这个火。火炼的金子更显宝贵。
As is recorded in 1 Peter, I will be refined, I am more precious than gold refined in fire.
所以这里神要他们买金子的。
So here, Jesus counsels them to buy gold.
劝他们要付出代价。
So this means that they must make a purchase.
一方面要明白神的话语，神的真理。
They must understand God's truth.
一方面要能够坚强自己的信心。
And on the other hand, they must build up their faith.
这样才能够成为富足的。
Only then can they become rich.
其次要他们买白衣穿上叫赤身的羞耻不露出来。
He also counsels them to buy white garments so that they may be clothed and cover the shame of their nakedness.
我们昨天说过白衣代表着圣洁的行为。
And yesterday we talked about white garments and how they refer to righteous deeds.
买白衣穿上同样也是说要付出代价来积极的追求过圣洁的生活。
So to buy white garments means we also must make a sacrifice in order to pursue a life of holiness.
那最后要他们买眼药擦眼睛才能看见。
And finally they were counseled to buy eye salve so that they could anoint their eyes and see.
属灵的人能够参透万事。
The spiritual man can see through all things.
圣灵赏赐人参透万事的智慧。
Because the Holy Spirit gives man the wisdom to discern all things.
能够看清楚天国的道路，能够看清楚神的旨意。
They are able to see clearly the will of God and the road to heaven.
所以买眼药擦眼睛仍然是要他们付出代价，积极的追求。圣灵的同在，圣灵的充满。
So to buy eye salve means they must make a purchase, make a sacrifice in order to pursue for the dwelling of the Holy Spirit and to understand the will of God.
成为一个有属灵看见的信徒。
So that they can be Christians that have spiritual eyesight.
如果信徒肯在这三方面付出代价，积极的追求那就不会落到不冷不热的这个窘况里头。
And if the believers were able to make a sacrifice and pursue after these three things, then they would not come into a state of being neither hot nor cold.
火热是神所喜欢的。
God is pleased when we are hot, meaning we have zeal.
一碗刚从厨房煮开的这个热汤苍蝇敢靠近吗？苍蝇不敢靠近的。
If you think about a soup that is freshly cooked out of the stove, do you think the bugs will like to flock there.
总是等它冷了之后不冷不热苍蝇就开始上来了。
And if we think about flies, they will not go near food until it has until it is lukewarm.
有个传道去访问一个不冷不热的信徒。
And once there was a pastor who went to visit a lukewarm believer.
信徒看到传道来，也知道又要来说教的，讨厌的家伙。
The believer said, "Oh, great! I know what he's going to say."
刚好天气很冷，信徒生个小火炉，在那边取暖。
And at that time, it was very cold, so the believer had a little furnace to warm himself by.
传道跟他对面而坐，两个人，我看你，你看我。
So the pastor sat opposite of this believer, and they stared at each other.
传道一句话都没有说。
And the pastor did not say one word.
他知道说也没有用。
He knew that it doesn't matter what he says.
旁边有一个火夹子，他就拿起那个火夹。 从这个炭火里头，夹出一块烧得红彤彤的这个炭，把它夹出来放在外面。And
right by the furnace, there was a metal tong, so he used it to pick up one burning coil, and he retrieved it with the tong.
然后两个人就看着那块红彤彤的炭，慢慢的冷掉。
So both the pastor and the believer sat there watching the coal and watched it diminish in heat.
传道就跟他讲平安，然后就走了。
And then the pastor said to the believer, "Peace to you," and then he left.
隔天聚会的时候，那个信徒来了。
And the next day during service, the believer was promptly there.
传道很高兴，说，你怎么会来？
The pastor was very happy to see him and said, "Why are you here?"
他说，传道，我知道你的意思。And
the believer said, "Pastor, I know your meaning."
我们就像那一块原本在炭火里头的那个烧得红红的那个炭一样。We
were once like the hot coals that were in the flaming fire.
我们都很火热，我的火热，加你的火热，加从神而来的火热，我们热上加热。
My zeal added to your zeal added to all the believers' zeal was like a burning fire.
但是当我们离开了火炉，当我们离开了教会。
But any time that we depart from church, we depart from the furnace.
我们就会冷掉了。
We will become cold.
周围的环境。
Because of the environment around us.
不利于我们的信仰。
The environment will not help us in our faith.
祷告再也不敢了，尽情大声的祷告了。When
we pray, we are afraid to pray too loud.
小弟，听到一些在台湾当兵的弟兄，第一次放假到教会，最痛快的一件事情就是祷告可以很大声。And
I've talked to many believers in Taiwan when they first joined the army. On their very first vacation, the first thing they love to do is come to the church and pray very loud.
在部队里头，不能够大声祷告，有时候偷偷躲到厕所，躲到浴室去祷告，也不敢太大声，怕说人家以为发生什么事情。Because
in the military, they were afraid to pray too loudly, and sometimes they would even hide in the bathrooms and pray in a very soft voice so that no one would be bewildered and think something had happened.
第一次体会到说。 能够大声祷告，真是一种恩典。 So
on their vacations, they really realized what a blessing it was to be able to pray very loudly.
所以那个信徒知道说不能够离开教会，不能够离开神。So
the believer understood that he could not depart from the church, he could not depart from God.
不然你就会冷掉了。 Or
else he would become cold.
真的，再怎么火热的信徒离开教会之后都会冷淡。
No matter how fervent a Christian you are, the minute you depart from church, you will start to get cold.
所以这是为什么圣经勉励我们说不可以停止聚会的主要原因。That
is why the Bible encourages us never to stop attending services.
会变成习惯。Because
it will become a habit.
习惯就会成为不冷不热。And
out of habit, we will become lukewarm.
所以这里耶稣要老底家教会的信徒要付出代价，要追求火热。
So Jesus wanted the Laodiceans to make a sacrifice and to pursue zeal.
那接下来，主耶稣也劝勉他们，要热心积极服侍主。
And finally, Jesus encouraged them to be zealous and to work for God.
主耶稣说啊，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他啊，你啊，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Jesus says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent."
在这里啊，我们看到主耶稣首先表达的是他对老底家教会的信徒那种最深层的爱。
And the first thing Jesus wanted the Laodiceans to know is his deep and sincere love for them.
在七封书信里头啊。主耶稣曾经清楚地向两个教会说，我爱你们。
And within the letters to the seven churches, there are only two churches Jesus emphasized his love for them.
一间呢，就是我们上午分享的腓拉铁腓教会。
And one of the churches is the church in Philadelphia, which we learned about this morning.
是最好的。
It was the best church.
那另外一间呢，就是这个老底家教会了。
And the second church is the church in Laodicea.
对腓拉铁腓教会的信徒说爱啊，是为了叫他们不至于再退步。
And Jesus told the church in Philadelphia that he loved them so that they would not backslide.
那对于老底家教会啊的信徒说爱啊，是要他们不要灰心。
And he told the members in Laodicea that he loved them so they would not lose heart.
这好像为人父母的。你两个小孩，一个很乖，一个很顽皮。
For example, if you're a parent, you might have two children. One is very good, and the other is very naughty.
你对那个很好的，你很容易说我爱你啊。
And of course, to the good one, it's very easy for you to say I love you.
我的宝贝。
My precious darling.
但是对那个很坏的、不听话的逆子，你能说我恨你，你好坏。
But to the naughty one, can you say I hate you? You're very bad.
那他会彻底灰心啊。
Then, of course, they would lose heart.
他会绝望的。
They would have no hope.
所以你还是要对他说我爱你啊。
So you still say to your naughty child, I love you.
因为你也是我的宝贝。
Because you are still my precious one.
所以神对老底家教会所表达的那个爱啊，真的是啊，从最深层的这个爱里头啊所发出来的。
So the love that Jesus showed toward the Laodiceans is his deepest and most sincere love.
虽然那么样的不可爱。
Even though they were not a good church at all.
耶稣还是爱他。
Jesus still loved them.
但是主的爱呀，不是溺爱。
But Jesus's love is not on the surface.
溺爱呀，是对人没有帮助的。
Because if he loved them by spoiling them, then it would not help anybody.
只有害处而已啊。
It would only end up harming them.
那神的爱啊，是带着管教的爱。
But God's love is the love that brings rebuke.
在希伯来书十二章说，神所爱的他就必管教。
Because in Hebrews 12 it tells us, those whom God loves, he will chasten.
神允许老底家教会的信徒啊。他们受试炼，借着这样子的试炼呢，来激发他们反省这个知过悔过。
So Jesus Christ let the Laodiceans encounter tribulations, and through the tribulations, he hoped that they would reflect upon themselves.
主要求老底家教会的信徒要为自己的不冷不热的信仰态度还有那种自我陶醉、自满自足的信仰生活来悔改。
So Jesus wanted the Laodiceans to repent of their lukewarm faith and their self-satisfaction in their faith.
那个谦卑的归向神。
And to humbly repent before God.
热心积极的来服侍神。
To become zealous and to serve God.
这是神对他们的渴望。
This is God's hope for them.
再来主耶稣勉励他们要热心积极的接纳主。
And Jesus also encouraged them to be zealous and to accept God.
在二十节说看我站在门外叩门。
Verse 20 it says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我要一同坐席。
And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
那这段经文我们经常在布道会的时候会来引用。
And many times during the evangelical services, we will refer to this verse.
希望慕道朋友能够听到主的声音，听到主的呼吁接纳主。
And we hope that the truth seekers will hear the voice of God, hear God's knocking at the door, and accept God.
但是在这里我们看到主耶稣原本是用来勉励老底家教会的信徒啊。
But here we can see that God originally said this verse in order to encourage the older members.
是向已经拥有耶稣基督生命的这个老底家教会的信徒说的。
He said it to the believers in Laodiceans who are already Christians.
老底家教会的信徒啊，有钱啊，有钱财，有才干，但是可惜啊，却没有耶稣啊。
So the Laodicean members had money and they had their talents, but they did not have Jesus.
他们自己管理自己。
They were able to take care of themselves.
主耶稣在他们的心目中啊啊，虽然有主的名，但是却没有主的地位。
So even though they had the name of Jesus Christ in their hearts, they did not leave any room for him.
啊，有个笑话说啊，说有一个啊，这个啊，管理决策公司的顾问哈。他要去印名片管理公司的顾问consultant
okay and once there's a joke that says there is a consultant of a company
他要去印名片
and he wanted to make a business card for himself
表示自己的这个身份所以在他的名字前面还要印上四个字叫专业顾问某某某很有权威啊。
And so, in order to make a name for himself on his business card, he wrote before his title, professional consultant.
因为他专门服务华人，所以当然是印中文的。答应老板答应说啊，下午来拿，所以他下午就来了。
And his boss said, you can pick up your business cards in the afternoon. So he went to the company in the afternoon.
拿的时候一看，排版的小弟给他印错了。
And when he looked at the business card, he realized they had misprinted some words.
哪边错了？那个专业顾问那个问字他给他少印了一个口了，就变成专业顾门了。
And because...There was some mistake in the Chinese characters. Instead of saying professional consultant, it said professional doorkeeper.
那顾问跟顾问当然差很多啊。
And so, of course, a professional consultant is very different from a professional doorkeeper.
一个是请到里面的，一个是站在外面的。
A consultant, you would invite him into the company to work for you, but a doorkeeper, you keep him at the door.
老板啊，很不好意思啊，连连啊，跟这个客人说啊，对不起，对不起。
So, of course, the boss of the company was a little ashamed, and he said, I apologize.
问里面那些 ABC 啊，那个搞错了，搞错了。
He said, oh, the people who printed the cards are ABCs.
刚好排版的小弟经过就把他叫来骂一顿。人家是专业顾问，你把他印成专业顾问了。
So, the lad who actually printed the cards was scolded, He's a professional consultant. Why did you say professional doorkeeper?
这个排版的小弟啊，丈二金刚摸不着头绪啊，哪里错哪里错，看了老半天了。老板跟他讲少了一个口啦，多一个口啊，我知道，下午来拿。
And so the lad looked at the business card and he said, I can't find anything wrong with it. And the boss said, it's professional consultant, not professional doorkeeper. So he said, I will fix it.Come later in the afternoon.
下午来拿，一看又是印错了。
But when the consultant came in the afternoon, he looked at the business card. It was misprinted again.
老板把小弟叫来说，你怎么又印错了？
And so the boss said to the lad who printed, "Why did you print it wrong again?"
小弟说，我哪里印错？你不是说多一个口吗？我就多了一个口啊。结果那口不是在门里头啊，是在门外面了，变成专业顾门口，还是进不了门。
But the lad mistaken what the boss had wanted him to say, so the card ended up saying professional doorkeeper outside.
我们想想看在我们的信仰生活当中我们是不是也让我们的耶稣不是成为我们生命里头信仰里头的专业顾问，而是顾门，甚至顾到门口去了。
So we have to ask ourselves, in our relationship with Jesus Christ, is he the professional consultant of our lives, or is he merely a doorkeeper?
有主的名却没有主的地位。
We may have we may profess that we believe in Jesus, but we do not leave room for him in our hearts.
我们还是自己在做主啊。
We are our own lords.
好，这是令主何等的叹息啊。
And this will make Jesus very sorrowful.
啊，主耶稣已经站在我们的门外了，在我们心门外不住的敲门。
Jesus is already standing outside the door of our hearts knocking.
我们有没有听到？
Do we hear his knocking?
我们有没有听到主的责备？
Do we hear his words of rebuke?
啊，我们愿意用热心、用悔改来证明我们是主的人。
And are we willing to show Jesus we are his children through our zeal and our repentance?
打开我们的心门啊，让主耶稣进来，让我们跟他相交，结合成一体。
Open up the doors of your hearts and invite Jesus to come in so that you can become one with him.
所以主耶稣期待在我们的心中，在我们的家庭里头，在我们的工作环境里头啊，啊，让我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们所言所行所想所为啊，都能够啊符合神的要求啊。
And Jesus Christ hopes that in our hearts, in our families, in our work environment, in all that we do and say and think,and feel that we can always do what he wills for us to do.
主耶稣期待老底家教会的信徒啊，都能够成为积极的好信徒。
And Jesus hoped that the believers in the Laodiceans would become good and dynamic Christians.
哦，从这封书信里头，哎，也确实给我们今天的啊末世的教会有很大的启示啊。
And the letter to the Laodiceans also gives a lot of teachings to the church in the latter days.
尤其在我们美国的教会。
Especially all the churches in the United States.
可以说是全世界最富裕的国家。
We can say that we are one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
那我们会不会也像老底家教会的信徒啊，在他们当时啊被丰富的物质环境啊所蒙蔽的？
And will we become like the believers of Laodicea? We are paralyzed by all the riches around us.
导致啊，失去了追求属灵财富的心智。
And have we stopped our pursuit of our spiritual wealth?
所以主耶稣啊，提醒老底家教会，也等于提醒我们呐，啊，要我们呐，知道我们自己属灵真实的境况是怎么样。
So Jesus Christ reminds the Laodiceans and reminds us today that we have to be aware of what our spiritual state is.
是不是啊？如同我们自己所想的啊，啊，是富足的，是已经发了财，是一样都不缺的。
Do we think that we are rich, we are wealthy, we are self-satisfied, we have need of nothing?
啊，还是啊，啊，是困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身肉体的？
Or are we truly wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked?
在中古世纪啊，这个天主教教宗啊，曾经对一个这个神学家哈啊亚奎拿啊显示教会的富有啊。
And one time, a member of the Roman Catholic Church, showed to someone else the wealth of the church.
好，那啊很兴奋地告诉他。我们啊，现在已经不必像使徒彼得说啊，金汉银啊，我都没有啊。
And he was proud, and he said, "We are not like the apostolic Christians, where Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have.'"
你看我们多么富有啊
！Because look at us now, we are so wealthy.
啊，这个神学家很感慨的回答说啊。
So this the theologian replied to him.
啊，说没有错了，但同样的哈，我们也不能够像昔日的彼得，啊啊，有这个我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走的那种属灵的权柄。
And he said, "True, but then neither do we have the power to say to a person in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth."
啊，多么值得我们哈、啊！用心啊，去深思啊，跟反省的。
And this is something for us to ponder and reflect upon.
在我们的生命里头，我们是不是啊，只是重视物质环境的改善
？In our life, are we only concerned with our physical wealth?
而对于属灵环境的贫穷、困苦啊，缺乏行善的能力、判断的能力，充满着苦闷跟挣扎而不自知啊。
And But are we lacking spiritual discernment and spiritual power, yet we are not aware of it?
好，所以啊，让我们啊，都肯像这里哈，耶稣的呼吁说啊，向主买金子，买白衣，买眼药。
So let us heed the encouragement of Jesus and buy from him gold refined in fire, white garments, and eye salve.
让我们都肯付出代价，攻克己身啊，叫声服我。
So that we are able to make this self-sacrifice.
啊，竭力的追求，让自己的信心，让自己的真理啊，能够更坚强，让自己的行为能够更圣洁。
So that we can pursue zeal in our faith, so that we can become stronger, and to pursue our actions, so they can be in accordance with our beliefs.
让我们属灵的视野能够更清晰。
And so that we can have a better spiritual sight.
啊，能够看主更清啊，认主更明啊，爱主更亲，跟主更近。
So that we can see the Lord more clearly, so that we can draw closer to God and be with God.
所以我们啊，以这个追求属灵的富足啊，成为热心的啊，热心积极的信徒啊，来回应这一封啊，写给老李家教会的书信。
So, for us Christians, we can refer to the spiritual wealth that Jesus encourages the Laodiceans to have.
那再来哈，主耶稣说：“我站在门口叩门呐，啊，有听见我声音开门，我要进他那里去。我与他，他与我要一同坐席。”
And Jesus also said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him."
啊，所以我们俩应当以呀，与耶稣基督建立良好的关系呀。来回应这一封书信。
So we should establish a good relationship with Jesus in order to reply to his letter.
啊，我们回想说，自从我们受洗归主以来啊。
And we can reflect upon our time as a believer from when we were baptized till now.
是不是已经沦落到像老底家教会的信徒啊，马马虎虎，不冷不热了？
Are we like the Laodiceans, neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm?
啊，既然我们决心要成为基督的门徒
，and if we have already made the determination that we will become the disciples of God，
我们应当不断的勉励自己啊，要认真的追求。
Shouldn't we encourage ourselves to truly pursue after God？
啊，要与主同行啊。
To walk in one accord with God。
啊，有一次啊，小弟在车上啊，听到啊几个人在聊天。
Once while I was sitting in the car, I heard two different people chatting.
哦，那其中一位啊，啊，谈到说啊，啊，我那个哦，我那个老公啊，啊，不知道啊，为什么也跟着人家去信耶稣了。
And one of them said, "Oh, my husband, he has believed in Christ."
我听到说，哎，信耶稣哈，哦，当然我们职业病嘛，就特别会注意他，哎，他在谈什么。
And of course, because I'm a pastor, I was very curious when I heard about someone believing in Christ.
好，那接着他就说了，其实啊，我也并不反对他信耶稣的。
So the lady continued, "Well, I don't really forbid or am against him believing in Christ."
可是啊，我不能认同的就是啊，他信了耶稣之后啊，哎，竟然也不喝酒了，也不抽烟了，也不跳舞了。
But what I don't understand is after he believed in Christ, he does not drink, he does not smoke, he will not even dance.
哎，每个礼拜都要到教堂去做礼拜。
And every weekend he wants to go to the church to
其实啊，信仰嘛，心灵寄托的东西而已嘛，干嘛那么认真呢？
And she said, faith is a matter of the heart. Why does he have to take it so seriously?
哎，听到这里呀，啊，小弟呀，很为她的老公佩服啊。
And after I heard this, I empathize with her husband.
哎，是一个认真追求的信徒啊。
Because he is someone who truly is pursuing after God.
但一方面也在想。
But on the other hand, I was also thinking.
我们今天我们是不是啊，也会像那一位埋怨她老公的太太一样，有这种错误的观念呢？
Today, are we like the complaining wife who has many misconceptions?
啊，信耶稣没有关系。
Believing in Jesus is not a big deal.
啊，但是啊，不要太认真了。
But don't be too serious about your faith.
啊，记得小弟在上班的时候， 我有一个同事哈，他听到小弟是基督徒，就问说：“你是哪个教会？”
When I used to work, one of my coworkers learned that I was a Christian, and so he immediately asked me, "What church do you go to?"
我说我是真耶稣教会的。哦，他一听是真耶稣教会啊，哇，就摇头了。
And I told him I am part of the True Jesus Church. And when my coworker heard I was in the True Jesus Church, he started to shake his head.
后来我才知道，原来还有一段故事啊。
And later I knew that there was a story behind all this.
我那个同事啊，他曾经追求过我们教会的姐妹。
My coworker had once pursued a sister that belonged in True Jesus Church.
哇，所以啊，他说啊，你们真耶稣教会的信徒啊，都太偏激了，走极端。
And he said, all the True Jesus Church members follow a cult because you are all too serious.
约他出来吃饭，说他要去聚会。
When he had invited the sister out for dinner, she said, I need to go to service.
要请他看电影，说他什么啊，这个礼拜六啊，有这个宗教教育要上课。
And when he invited her to go to the movie, she said, well, on Saturdays, I have to teach religious education class.
写信跟他表达爱意啊，他给你回翁说啊，我们要嫁娶同样信仰的，所以希望你先来教会慕道，我再决定要不要跟你交往。
And when he wrote a lavish love letter to her, she replied saying, well, I prefer to marry someone within the church, so please come to the church to learn about the truth.
你们太偏激了嘛。
So he said, you guys, have too many opinions.
后来啊，他结婚了，同样也是娶了一个基督徒啊，是其他教会的。
And finally, my coworker did get married, but he married a Christian of another denomination.
可以陪他去吃饭啊，可以陪他看电影啊。
And so that Christian wife was able to eat with him and go to movies with him.
那我问他说，那你为什么要选基督徒啊？
And then I asked him, then why did you choose a Christian to be your spouse.
他说我觉得信耶稣的比较高贵。
He thinks, well, I think those who believe in Christ have a better value.
信耶稣的这些女孩子比较有气质。
And Christian girls are more admirable.
所以我暗暗为我们那一位姐妹佩服庆幸。
So in secret, I admired our sister that the coworker had tried to pursue.
虽然我那个同事啊，他也是不烟不酒的，也是人品很好的。
And my coworker was actually a very good person. He does not drink, he does not smoke.
但是他对于信仰的观念呢，就如同刚刚我们说那个反对他先生这个太热心太专注于信仰的那个太太一样啊。
But his attitude toward faith is very similar to the lady who complained that her husband was being too zealous for God.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们想想看。
So our beloved brothers and sisters, let us think about this seriously.
我们的信仰态度，我们的信仰生活，是不是会像老底家教会当日的信徒一样，是不冷不热，是自我陶醉的？
And our attitudes towards our faith, will it be like the Laodiceans, lukewarm in faith and very self-satisfied?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
Let us ask Jesus to help us.
我们发起热心悔改。
So that we can become zealous and repent.
来唱诗。